Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
Primary complaint presented by Dr. Gill Center for back, neck, and chronic pain relief. Stop complaining about your pain. Visit the Dr. Gill Center for back, neck, and chronic pain relief. Don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill, 615-794-0800. My primary complaint today, Chad, news coverage of the royal wedding. Going through it, I finally made it through the royal wedding on DVR. CNN especially acted like it was such a burden on Meghan Markle to become a princess and have this royal wedding. Such a burden. That was the word used. A burden for a woman to go marry Prince Harry? That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
She said, like, there's nothing, nothing can go wrong now.
I would marry Prince Harry if he would have me.
I mean, that's for the carriage ride.
That's a solid life you have for yourself there, Meghan. Solid life.
Oh, this burden that she now takes on.
Hutton, I'm glad you brought that up because I have a royal wedding primary complaint as well. Not the that's a good one about it being a burden. The emotional coverage of the royal wedding.
Yeah,
I happen to watch a lot of NBC's coverage. You would have thought that Hoda Kotb and Savannah Guthrie's only daughter was being given away by them in marriage, the way they covered this. They were getting choked up. There were two British guys there covering it. They got emotional also. Everyone acted like it was their own child and not some distant foreign monarchy that has no power that was getting married. It was very odd. I understand covering the event. Everyone's talking about it. A lot of people watch it. But I don't understand all the emotion around it. You can talk about what's happening. It's not that emotional of a deal. Do you know these people? Who really cares in the long run? These people have no power either.
Did you see how many millions of people watched that, though?
That's amazing. And I understand covering and showing it, but man, you would have thought that their child was being given away, that they were giving their hand in marriage to someone else. It's unbelievable. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
David Reed.
So a week before last, my beautiful bride had a surgical procedure at a hospital to be named later, St. Thomas West. And we had no problems with the procedure or the doctors or the nursing staff there. My problem and my complaint lies with the engineers or the operations director who thought that it would be a good idea to put 1 foot tall speed bumps every 25 feet outside a surgical center. You, sir, should have a vasectomy and be driven around that parking lot for an hour. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain.
I've never thought of that, but that is an excellent complaint.
It's a great point. I noticed one time, forget where I was, there was a huge speed bump at the emergency room. Like two of them going into the emergency room. And I thought to myself, I'm like, boy, if it's a real emergency and you're having to speed through here, you're going to have to slow down to a near stop to get over this foot-tall speed bump going into the emergency room. Could be a problem for someone. Phone line's open if you want to jump in. Let's hear your primary complaint. 615-737-1045. 737-1045.
Let's go to Chris to lead us off for primary complaint today. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
My primary complaint is for people at the grocery store when you're shopping with your grocery cart and you go down an aisle and you leave your cart on one side of the aisle and walk to the other side of the aisle to shop for a product, effectively blocking the entire aisle for everybody else.
That's don't block the aisle.
Thanks, guys.
Paul's going to have to change his platform, so don't block the aisle. There's a lot of people who are just clueless about spatial recognition at all times. Like when you're, and we're all probably guilty of this at sometimes, but no lack of spatial recognition of where you are in an aisle when you're looking for something. Like, if you get that laser focus, if I'm looking for this product, you don't care where you put your cart. You don't care where your body is in the aisle. You don't see anyone else around you. You have to be more aware of people, bodies around you trying to get past. I see this focus all the time. Every time I'm in the grocery store, I see someone with this laser focus that's standing right in the middle of the aisle blocking everyone because their cart's right behind them, and they don't notice anyone else around them. It is frustrating. Phone lines open on this primary complaint. 615-737-1045. 737-1045. Not a second complaint, not a third complaint. Your primary complaint right now at 737-1045.
Cheeseburger. It has been a while, Evan. How are you?
Doing
great, man.
Hey, I'm doing well. Well, my primary complaint, I think y'all like it, is for these all these big rig 18-wheeler drivers out on the road. No matter what type of day it is, the wee hours of the morning, 3-4 o'clock in the morning, slow down, take your time. You don't need to be in a hurry where you're going. Slow down. Don't be flying on the interstate. Slow down. Take your time. You'll get there. That's my complaint.
I figured the opposite problem would be true.
Going too slow?
Yeah, the 18-wheelers in the left lane, you can't get around them.
I've noticed this. We haven't had too many complaints about this lately. I think 18-wheelers do a much better job of staying on the right-hand side of the interstate now.
I do, too.
They're very rarely in the left lane. It's hard to find them there, unless they're passing someone that's extremely slow.
To be totally honest, I don't know that I can think of a big-time complaint with an 18-wheeler in a while.
Me either.
I feel like most of the time they're the responsible ones on the interstate. I don't have many issues with big rig drivers out there. They typically do a really good job.
If there's a wreck and they get over, follow them because they can communicate and they know exactly where the wreck is and what side of the road it's on, and they can get around it.
People that are in traffic right now, and if you're like us, you're constantly trying to hit a loop and get in a left or right lane, you better love those 18-wheelers because you know exactly where you cut in front.
Yes.
Because they lay so far off of the car in front of them. I always try to get even, then right in front of them because I know they can't slam on the gas and catch up to me.
We go next to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much. My primary complaint is I'm in line at the grocery store and somebody's behind me. They have to stand less than a foot away from me at all times. Like they're going to lose their spot. Just calm down. You're good. Just back off. That's my primary complaint.
Two complaints about lack of spatial recognition in the grocery store. This is a real plague on our society. It's a common problem out there.
I'm guilty of this when, so if you're going through checkout, they're bagging your groceries, right? The person in front of me is then taking those bags, they're in front of me at the register, and they are putting them into their cart to go outside. I then step up. I'm on deck. I step up next to the register, but they then have to come back and pay with their card. So I'm then in their space. I'm way too close to them at that point. I'm guilty of that.
Human-to-human contact, you can be way too close to someone without touching them. You know an instance where you can't be too close to someone without touching them? In your car in traffic. Get as close to the person in front of you as possible. This infuriates me. Every time I turn left onto the Numbrian from 40, and I'm trying to get up, it's always a packed intersection, and I get behind the car that's three car lengths behind the car in front of them, pushing everyone out into the intersection. So then the other light turns green, and you're having to honk to get them to pull forward so people behind them can pull up because they stop inexplicably two or three car lengths behind the car in front of them. It's ridiculous. Get as close as you want to the car in front of you without hitting them. That's how traffic works. It's fine to be right up on someone's bumper. Just do not hit them. That helps other people get through intersections.
Mike is next up for primary complaint. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. You know, the biggest thing that ticks me off to date in my life, maybe, is when you're pumping your dang gas and you got somewhere to be and you got to get your receipt from the thing and it doesn't spit one out and you have to walk into the store to get it. I mean, if it's pouring down rain, if it's freezing cold, or if you're in a hurry to get somewhere, you can guarantee that that dang receipt will not spit out of that gas pump. And that's my primary complaint.
Mike, thank you for the call. I I buy into certain tactics in this situation. I think sometimes they make you go in to get that receipt because they want you in the convenience store. It's like putting the milk at the back of the grocery store. They want you to walk past everything else. And if you really need that receipt, you'll go inside, and you may buy something while you're in there.
Well, your Apple conspiracy was proven true.
Yes.
By a guy from Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Who went and deconstructed his phone and saw that this is exactly what Apple's doing. Is they're making your phone slower with each update.
They had to admit that they were.
Yes.
With their updates.
Yes. Making you buy the next product. And you were all over that one. I think there's something to that. And you can really settle this easily. Once the receipt stops working, go put a sign. Receipt doesn't work or doesn't print. You can put a post-it note over the receipt part of the pump. So people that need a receipt would know. So they could go to a different pump if needed. But they won't do it.
Troy is next up. What's up, Troy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I've got another war story at not a convenience store, but I guess like at Walmart or something. You know, I'm in a small town, Cookeville and everything, but why do they want to have their family reunions and just have conversations right in the middle of the highway? It's like, come on, people. Can you not call them? Can you not text them? Get out of the highway. Go somewhere else and make your conversations or hookups or whatever. Just wears me out. Have a good one.
Thank you, Troy.
Spatial recognition.
Spatial recognition everywhere.
We need it. We need it. Again, in traffic, though, the opposite applies. Get as close as possible to the person in front of you.
Up next for primary complaint. By the way, two lines open. We can work you in quickly this segment. 615-737-1045, our number. D.C. is next up for primary complaint. What's up, D.C.?
Hey, guys, not much. I know this isn't going to be a problem that you guys have there with Midday 180, but people who act like they are very good at their jobs, know everything they're doing, and as soon as they're asked to do something or have to perform a task, they are turning and talking to anyone else they know that works at the same place or knows how to do the job to ask them, how do I do this? I don't know what I'm doing. And if you have a job and you want to act like you're great at it, you better be great at it. Don't make me or someone else have to tell you, oh, this is how you do it.
That's very odd if they're asking the customer if they know how to do it. I don't know how this cash register works. Can you help me out here?
I'd love to get DC's specifics on that.
Yeah. That's an instance where we need to name names.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to know the specific teller you're talking about right now.
Frenchie has called in, Chad. Frenchie on line two.
Jeff Frankel.
How you doing, guys? My primary complaint is when I go into a sports bar, sit down, and there's no sports on the TVs. And it only made worse when you ask them to change it to a particular sport, and they can't get it on there.
Oh, gosh, this has been a constant complaint of mine. It's like the maze from Westworld is how the TVs are configured in a sports bar. Go ask any waitress, any bartender to put a game on a television, and you would think that you just asked them to solve the theory of relativity for the first time.
I don't know why.
I don't know which remote works which TV.
Right.
What channel is it? I don't know. Use the guide. Go to your sports section. It's a sports bar. I don't know what cable service you have.
I wish that on some of these sports bars with the very small menus, just on the back of the menu, put the channel guide up there. Then you can control it. I like the sports bars, too, where you have the speaker on your table,
yeah,
or your TV. They should do that everywhere.
And they don't do that very often anymore.
No.
We went to a sports bar in Mount Juliet after our game on Monday night, our men's league game, some guys from the team. We're out on a patio. Both TVs are on Washington-Tampa Bay. We want to get one television on Boston-Cleveland. So I asked the waitress right when she gets there, hey, can we turn this game right here on this channel? It was on ESPN. Easy enough, right? What channel is it on? It's on ESPN. So 20 minutes pass. She comes back. And I go, so I guess that game's just not going to happen on this television? Oh, I thought they changed it. Or I thought I changed it. Let me go check. Goes back in. 10 minutes later, we look over. She's got it on the opposite television. So she went back and changed the channel on the wrong TV. Didn't change the channel at all the first time. This should be basic training for an employee at a sports bar. Like, just as much as if you know how to
make
a long Island iced tea is important, and you know what the difference between chicken wings and chicken tenders are, on day one, you should learn the television system of a sports bar if you're an employee there.
Let's go next to Hair Metal Henry. He's been waiting patiently. What's up, Henry?
Well, if I think it's the sports bar you're thinking of, I'd say she's short, wears glasses, and has blonde hair. But
you are absolutely correct, Henry.
Yes. A little OCD with that one there, but anyway. My primary complaint is for people who use their cruise control to pass on the interstates. Look, don't be stupid. You can press the gas pedal and go faster. The rest of us shouldn't have to wait 30 minutes for you to get around a car that you're going half a mile faster than using your cruise control. So let's go, people. Let's hurry it up. We're all in a hurry. See you, fellas.
Thank you, Henry.
If someone's doing that, that's bad.
615-737-1045, our number for primary complaint here on the Midday 180. AD is next. Michael, you're on deck. What's up, AD?
Hey, how you doing, boss, man?
Good, man.
I was calling about primary complaint I wanted to make, man. I'm getting tired of families who fighting all the time and not being there for their kids, man. It's kind of upsetting. And, you know, all that needs to stop. That's all I have to say, boss, man.
Getting very deep. I agree. Got to be there for your kids.
Thank you, AD.
Primary complaint. Not being there for your kids.
I'm glad he was able to voice that.
Yeah.
Get that off his chest.
Got to stop fighting. How about the, was it Lucas Glover, the golfer? Did you see that story with his wife that attacked him? He had to call the cops on
her? I heard about this, yes.
The 911 call was released, and he's saying that his wife has gone insane and attacked him and his mother, her mother-in-law. And apparently she was, this part's actually kind of funny, she was abusive to him verbally after every loss, every time he played poorly in a tournament. He would come home and she'd make fun of him. It's hardcore.
We go next to Michael. Michael with a complaint about bicycles.
Hey, guys. My complaint is for these people that ride their bicycles in the road when there's a sidewalk on both sides of the street. And I was on a two-lane road the other day, speed limit's 45, and my truck has big mirrors on the outside. Guys coming the other way in traffic also has big mirrors. We almost nailed each other trying to avoid this guy riding his bike 10 miles an hour when there's a sidewalk wide open for him. Thanks.
Hutton, you're a bike rider.
That may have been me.
Yeah, you're a cyclist. Pretty sure if there's not a bike path, it's just a sidewalk, you're advised to ride in the road, right?
I think so.
I think it's actually dangerous to go on the side of the road.
I avoid the road at all costs.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm riding. I stay on a trail, on a battlefield or whatever. But, yeah, I try to stay off the road. There are a lot of people, though, that ride on the road with headphones in.
That's dangerous.
I don't know how do you hear or notice what's coming.
It's unsafe to drive with headphones in if you can't hear things going on around you.
But they're
certainly
getting,
unsafe.
They're getting their workout in, is what I'm saying. You know, they've got the helmet on, they're ready to go. They're 10 miles in with their headphones in, just in a zone on a two-lane road in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, I'd avoid the road. I think just as a general rule, if I was cycling, I would stay off the main roads.
Let's go next to Rob down on line 6. Rob, let's hear it.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. My primary complaint is a two-part complaint. The first part is social media advice seekers. They'll post something on Facebook or Twitter asking a question. And then the second part is the social media advice givers because they're all over the board. There's never a consensus. So the person who asks for the advice never really comes up with an answer, and they should know that in the first place. And the example I've seen recently, I know Don Davenport had a snake question on 3HL the other day, but I've seen two different people post pictures of snakes, and they couldn't. It was about 50-50 on if it was poisonous or not. People just can't make up their mind. Thanks, guys.
They don't really know. They're just chiming in. And the people that do know continue to chime in and are adamant about it.
I think to his complaint, and he's spot on, I think the better way to describe it is fact seekers on there. Because advice seekers, like you could say, hey, I'm going to Denver. What's a good restaurant? and I could get 30 different answers, and you know, it's all by different tastes. But then I can decide on three of those restaurants between the 30. But if you ask someone, is this snake poisonous, you're going to get 50 different people giving you incorrect info. It's a difference between like advice and options and recommendations to, is this snake poisonous, yes or no, and people trying to explain how they know one way or the other, and really they don't, when you could probably put it in the Google machine and find out.
Did you see that rattlesnake they found in Cheatham County?
Yes.
I think it was massive.
Huge.
Massive.
It was swallowing a squirrel when the guy found it. Yes.
Like the size of us.
I would move from that home. That's how much I hate snakes. If I saw that thing in my yard, I'm like, I'm scarred now for the rest of my life thinking I'm going to see that snake in my yard again. I hate snakes. Hate them.
Slick is next up for primary complaint. What's up, Slick?
Now, what's going on, guys? My primary complaint, what drives me crazy, and they've been doing it for 10, 15 years now, 90% of the national population says it, when they call it a Sims card instead of a SIM card. It's not a Sims card. Sims was a 90s computer game. It's a SIM card, S-I-M. I refuse to join the revolution. Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Slick. Did you ever play Sims?
I did not.
I did not either.
I'm trying to think if I played any computer game. I played video games.
There was this one flight game I did play on the computer. I don't remember the name of
it. Oregon Trail.
A fighter jet. Oregon Trail,
I played
yes.
Oregon Trail in elementary school.
Yeah.
It's the one game you were allowed to play.
But now everyone's playing on PC.
It was such a disservice, Glayville Elementary, what they did in computer lab back in the day, like right when computers were a thing. You know, I'm in elementary school, and we would have like an hour-long, once a week or twice a week, hour-long computer class, like fourth, fifth, sixth grade. We do like 5 minutes of code and then 55 minutes of Oregon Trail every day. Looking back now, I'm thinking,
you learned about dysentery.
Yeah. excuse me.
Cholera.
Excuse me, Mrs. Matthews. What is cholera? Why is my entire family dying from it on this Oregon Trail?
Do you guys remember a mid-90s PC game called Leisure Suit Larry?
No.
It was like this softcore adult video game.
Oh, my God.
My high school girlfriend's adult father played it. It was very disturbing.
Leisure Suit Larry?
Yes.
And it was softcore porn?
It was an adult video game.
Wow. Chad's looking it up right now.
Google Leisure Suit Larry.
Don't try to download it to your computer. They'll tell you what type of virus you'll get.
I'm making sure I don't search video on the Google search. Leisure Suit Larry. It popped up right away. In fact, there's a Leisure Suit Larry Reloaded version of the video game.
That's a hit.
Yeah, it was a series created by Al Lowe, published from 1987 to 2009.
Is it Larry Flint that's the star of this game? What is this?
Oh, man. Oh, Hutton, I've got to show you Leisure Suit Larry during the break.
Let's go next to Bart.
Oh, gosh.
What's up, Bart?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man.
You were talking about employees asking customers how to do something early on an earlier complaint. My wife and I went to Gatlinburg, and we took a lot of pictures, and we took them to Walmart to get developed. Well, the machine that develops the pictures ran out of paper, and the two elderly women working there walked in the back, and they got the paper, and they were trying to put it in the exit. And finally, my wife gave up and just went back and said, here, let me show you how to load the paper. So she had to load the paper before we could get our pictures developed.
Wow. That's a problem.
So it does happen.
Yeah. That's a problem.
Have a good day, guys.
Thank you, Bart.
That should be day number one.
615-737-1045, our number. More of your complaints coming up, presented by Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain Relief. Stop complaining about your pain. Visit the Dr. Gill Center for Back, Neck, and Chronic Pain Relief. Don't take a pill. Call Dr. Gill, 615-794-0800.
We'll end this segment with this. Leisure Suit Larry follows the escapades of one Larry Laffer as he attempts to convince a variety of nubile women to sleep with him in Los Angeles. That's the purpose of the game.
And Reed walked in on a guy playing this game. An adult.
A common link between the games are Larry's explorations of luxurious and cosmopolitan hotels, ships, beaches, resorts, and casinos. I mean, it's a worldly game. So you're learning a lot about these great places.
You play as DiCaprio, is what I hear.
That would be too easy of a game. Game over.
That's the rookie mode.
That's what Leo says every time he walks on a yacht. Game over.